Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Red Circle, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, also on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like and subscribe, and you get all of the other content on South Florida sports, including the Panthers, Dolphins, and more. Also, check out FiveReasonsSports.com. Spell that one out. And check us out on Playback. We'll be on there again for Game 6. Join us. We had a big crowd last night. Actually, that's where you can watch the stream and you can chat with us. So it's playback.tv/5RSN. If that's too fast for you, it'll be on my Twitter feed about 32 times before the game starts. Also, Greg will be hosting that one. Yes, you will, actually, because Alex and Brady and I will be in the building. Also, check out our great sponsors. That includes our friend Mark over at U-Brake Wheel Fix. That's with a U at the start. This is a complete wheel solution. They do the powder coating. They do the refinishing. They do the repairs. South Florida roads, yeah, they're not as bad as New York roads, but they can suck. So you know that things happen to your wheels. Check them out in North Miami. It's ubrakewheelfix.com. Also, U-Brake Wheel Fix on Instagram and Facebook. You can see all of the really cool work that they do. You mentioned Five Reasons. You will get a discount as well. So this, they've been doing so well, they even moved to a new facility in the past year. Go to U-Brake Wheel Fix. That's ubrakewheelfix.com. Get your wheels polished. Get them repaired. Get them light. Get them nice. Get the heat colors. Do whatever you want with them. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor plan, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and the Five Reasons Sports. We got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. Alex Toledo, you can follow at Tropical Blanket. Brady will be with us as the week progresses. Check out the episode from last night, the post-game show. We noticed we get a lot of viewership for the post-game show after losses, but it's about half of what we get after wins. So we know what you guys want to hear. But there was a lot of dissection of what happened in Game 5 in New York. And now we're going to look ahead to Game 6. The series is 3-2. I don't sense panic on Heat Twitter today the way I anticipated. I think for Heat Twitter anyway, which tends to panic on a dime, everybody was pretty reserved, realized that there were some things that happened last night as we're speaking here that probably won't happen again. The Heat have been a better team in this series. The Knicks had to take extreme measures, really, to win that game. Jalen Brunson played 48 minutes. Quentin Grimes played 48 minutes. And I don't think Quickley is expected to be back for Game 6. So it's going to be a big burden on those two guys, particularly Brunson. Again, the Heat shot horribly from three for most of the game until Duncan Robinson caught fire late. Everybody but Strus and Robinson did not shoot well. Jimmy Butler did not look particularly aggressive, whether it was the ankle on, and mostly on offense. Defense he was, but on offense he was mostly a decoy for good portions of the game. He went about 18 game minutes with one shot at one point in the game, which again is not like him. And then after the game, he talked about how he's not a scorer, but other times he's talked about being a scorer. I think this is Jimmy not really wanting to put a lot of focus on what he's playing through right now. What we're going to do today, we haven't prepped this. These are either our best or worst episodes, depending on the mood we're in and the mood you're in. We're just going to go around the horn here five things that need to happen for them to close this thing out. And before we start it, they do need to close it out. Okay. They do need to close that. You do not want to go to a game seven in MSG. As much as I've mocked all of the different animal stuff, it will be a different animal for a game seven up there. It will be. Okay. Maybe some of the average fans will get priced out, but those who are there are going to be into it. Because by that point, the Knicks would have gotten themselves back from the brink to a tie in the series and would have the advantage that they were supposed to have before the series, which is home court advantage. And we're looking at the series on the other side, Philadelphia and Boston, and nobody looks unbeatable over there. So Knicks fans are going to start thinking they're going to the finals for the first time since 1999. You do not want to risk that, okay, going up there. So let's just go around the horn here. Greg, I'm going to go to you first. We're going to keep these tight. Number one thing that needs to happen for the Heat to close this thing out. Friday night, 7:30, by the way. That's a set time.
I'm going to go with the low-hanging fruit here and say that they need about 50, maybe a cool 48 from Jimmy and Bam combined if they want to close them out. They need those two to lead the way here. There's another one that I don't want to steal anyone else's thunder, so just be warned. I may jump in and also blurt it out at some point. But for right now, for me to close this team out at home, I want to see their best players get this done. Jimmy obviously looked a little I won't say that he looked complacent. He just looked like he was not necessarily as aggressive as usual. We need 50, right around 50 from Bam and Jimmy to close this thing out in game six.
You know what would help with that? And we talked about this last night. Play Bam more minutes, play in 39 minutes, and actually act like Bam's on the court for some of the time, because I thought his teammates forgot him for long stretches of that game. And obviously Jimmy's health is a big part of it. If you would, let's say 50, Alex, before we get to number two, which is going to be mine, what would you like the distribution of that to be? Mostly, I mean, 30 for Jimmy, 20 for Bam? Is that about right? In terms of being enough to advance?
Yeah. I mean, look, if you get 50 combined between the two of them, that should be good enough. Obviously, other things will have to go right that I'm not going to get into right now. But as far as them two, I think that might be okay versus the Knicks, whether it's 30-20 favoring Jimmy, 30-20 favoring Bam, 25-25. However they get there is fine. I just need to see them leaving their mark on the offensive side more than they did last game, where it felt like they were kind of letting the Knicks impose their game plan more often than they have in the past. They weren't even trying to out-physical them like they have in the past. You know, they got to do a better job for sure.
All right, number two here, Jalen Brunson. They need to get him under control, okay? This is not a superstar, but he's the Knicks' engine, and he got everywhere he wanted in this last game. And, we've talked about Gabe Denson's defense on him. Maybe time for a little bit of a different plan there. Maybe a little bit more Caleb Martin. You're playing a game here 48 hours after. You've got a flight. He's just played 48 minutes. They're leaning on him heavily. He does not have his backup. Credit to him. Okay, he's a good player. I think he's the kind of player who would fit very well in the Heat organization. I think he's earned the respect of everybody who's watched him this year and in this series. You cannot let him get to every spot he wants where he can get to that floater. And he's throwing and look, he's going to throw the elbow around and they're not going to call it. So Heat fans can just stop with that. Just like Knicks fans going about Bam's illegal screens today, this stuff is part. At a certain point, the officials just give certain players certain things. We've seen that. It's like Michael Irvin pushing off, okay? It's just officials are going to give certain players certain things. I'm not saying it's right, but you can't be counting on them calling Brunson for offensive fouls on that, nor can Knicks fans be counting on Bam getting called for illegal screens. It's just not going to happen. They need to control Jalen Brunson, because I don't believe in RJ Barrett and Julius Randle. I don't. Randle had an awful first quarter. He was getting booed. He played better as the game went on. Obviously, he ended up putting up numbers. I feel like a lot of his numbers are empty. He's shot hunts. Sometimes when he makes a three, I'm like, good for the Heat. He made a three because he's going to take more. Okay. And RJ Barrett, we've talked about it. He's scored a bunch of points in this series and they've been okay with it. Okay. They've been okay with it. They kind of coddle RJ in New York. They do the RJ chant to get him going and all this stuff. I don't trust RJ Barrett to have a huge game in a game six situation in Miami that puts the Knicks over the top. Brunson is the guy here. They need to control Brunson. So, Alex, I'll go to you on this one real quick, too, before you give us all yours. Do they need to defend him differently?
I don't think so. I think they've kind of thrown everything they have at him for the most part. They can go back. I mean, it would be cool if they went back to the beginning where it was Jimmy guarding Brunson. It was just kind of, you know, to change things up. I can go either way on it. And I like what Gabe has done, and it's not been on his own, even though he's been fantastic. It's been a lot of help defense. I think you keep those help defense principles. You keep letting their non-shooters slash iffy shooters take those shots. He is the priority. The only thing that I think can change is whether or not you want to play with a matchup, like I said, go back to Jimmy, or you keep it with Gabe and, you know, looks with Caleb and with all that help, you know, just kind of play with those two things.
All right, we're going to get to number three in a second. Alex is going to give us that one, so he's got a little time to think. We hope he didn't take away all of his. Before we do, we want to mention a couple of great sponsors, the Five Reasons Sports Network. If you're looking for something to do on an off day, Miami Gaming Parties, miamigamingparties.com. Check them out. New company here in South Florida because it's a kind of a new concept here. They will put together a gaming party for you. They'll bring you the PS5s, the games that you choose. They can customize it for you. You can do it in any venue that you want, pretty much. But reach out to miamigamingparties.com. Make sure you mention Five Reasons. And this is for all ages, too, okay? Any kind of game that they can put up there for you. But it's great for birthday parties. We have the graduation season right now. Somebody's graduating. I don't know. They're graduating from middle school or something like that. Wouldn't this be a fun thing to do? Get all their friends together before they go to the next level. miamigamingparties.com. Again, check them out. And miamigamingparties.com. Also, check out Prize Picks. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100. Remember, you got to make a deposit to get the money. They're giving you free money. There's no catch to this other than needing to make the deposit. So you can put down $10, $20, up to $100, and they'll match it. My recommendation is that you do put down as much as you plan to bet at the beginning because they're going to match it just one time. So use the code 5, F-I-V-E. And if you play more than the NBA, well, that's encouraged. You can play players from different sports, MLB, PGA. It's all up there, including the NHL for the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers might want to play some Panther players, although they only got one goal yesterday. Friday, they're going to be playing their own game 5 in their series. That one's going to be on the road. So go to Prize Picks, use code 5, F-I-V-E.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, maybe check the stats of the latest Miami Heat game? I've got a better idea. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I've benefited from therapy. I went through some life changes, major life events, had some difficulties, wasn't a believer in therapy, but it helped me and it can help you also. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/MiamiHeat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MiamiHeat.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, number three, Alex, go. Greg, you go. Go your three. We'll come back to Alex.
The Heat bench has to outplay the Knicks bench. That has to happen. I think if you look at the way that the Heat has won games in this series, big bench contributions from Lowry or Duncan, they are going to need the bench to step up in game six. Over to Alex.
Alex, are you alive? You want to comment on Greg's?
Yeah, I don't know. My internet is going crazy right now. But, yeah, it's funny you say that because I think they ended up still outscoring the bench by a lot more yet last night. But the thing is, they were losing in those minutes, unlike the way that they have throughout this playoffs where they've been dominating in the non-Jimmy, non-Bam minutes. They were scoring, but the defense is kind of what went away. And speaking of defense, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Less so their actual defense and more capitalizing on all the defensive effort that they're throwing in there. I think they mostly stuck to their principles. You know, there was breakdowns. It wasn't perfect. But what bothered me more was not capitalizing it, whether you talk about the offensive rebounds. And then, you know, he got out rebounded by 16 last night. Most of it was on the defensive boards. Again, it came apart in the fourth quarter with the offensive rebounds and the Heat. I mean, the Knicks ended up finishing with a double offensive rebound percentage than the Heat did. And then you talk about the points off turnover stuff, man. Like, it ended up being 29-5 in the Knicks' favor. Last night on the show, I said it was the other way around. There was some sort of weird discrepancy between the NBA app and NBA.com. So I apologize for that. But yeah, the Knicks were the ones who actually were able to capitalize. Because the thing is, the Heat forced more turnovers than the Knicks. Like, they forced them into, I believe it was 5 or 7 more turnovers, something like that. But the Knicks did a much, much better job of actually doing something with it. So, you know, if you're going to put in all this defensive effort like you have been in the half court, just to end up getting those second chance points, not capitalizing on points off turnovers. And then you talk about their actual half court defense where they gave up, like I said last night, 88 points, 52% shooting between the Knicks big three. So I think if they stick more to kind of the team they've been on that end in this playoffs, they should be able to close out.
So are we counting that as yours? Because we've got it. So we've got, okay. So we've got, all right. So we got a fifth.
But it counts.
We've got a fifth. Well, here's my thing. What is the Knicks bench? That's my question, because it doesn't seem like Tibbs wants to play them, right? I mean, he moved Hart to the bench so that he could play Grimes every minute of the game, right? So now you're talking, it's Hart and it's Hartenstein, right?
That's Hartenstein, 26 minutes, Grimes, 25 minutes, Toppin, 10 minutes, Quickly, 9 minutes was,
But I don't think Quickley's going to play, so that's the thing. He's not playing a backup point guard now. He gave up on it. Like, he played McBride for 4 minutes, right, in game four.
So now let's go. That was what he was originally doing. Last night it was Hartenstein, 21 minutes, Toppin, 12, Hart, 9, McBride, 1. Like, to show you the difference in
what Hart doing. Playing 9 minutes is significant. That's correct. A serious drop-off from where it was in the pre – I mean, again, put him in the starting lineup.
I should have teed it up better. I apologize for interrupting you, Ethan. I was trying to show how much different he's been using the bench from at the beginning of the series.
He's gone back to old Tibbs, right? Like, he's not hiding it anymore. Like, the bench was a huge part of what they did this year, but now he's gone back to playing guys for 48 minutes. There's no question, by the way, if Jimmy Butler was playing for Tibbs right now, that Jimmy would be playing 48, right? Ankle or no ankle. I mean, Spo played him 43 yesterday, which is a lot. Mm-hmm. Tibbs used to play Jimmy 48, like when he had him. So that's a big part of it. All right. So here, we got to come up with a fifth collectively here, since we've already got the others that are together. So should I lead it? I don't know. Maybe let you guys jump in on it.
I have ideas, but I've had high usage. Ethan, why don't you give us what do you think here, and we'll bounce off.
Your usage has been higher than Jimmy's was last night. That's for sure. He was sixth on the team in usage.
Well, we usually win when my usage is high.
Right. That's true. That's true. here's what I'll say. Okay, they need to me. This is mentality. They need to treat this like an elimination game. Because the one thing that I don't like about this team is they don't operate well as front runners. We've talked about that. They are better when they are having the mentality that Caleb Martin spoke about in New York when they almost stole that second game. Okay, without Jimmy, where he said we're acting like we're an 8 seed. I didn't think last night, for the good portions of that game, they acted like they were an 8 seed. They need to have that level of urgency. Because I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning. You do not want to be in a game situation at MSG. You just don't, okay? And especially because some of the things that have been problems for the Heat all year are starting to creep back in. The shooting in particular. And so, you go up in New York and you miss 7 of your first 8 threes, then you're the team
that's tight.
Right, exactly. Okay, so to me, and also they're gonna fly up to, if they lose this game, they're gonna be fly up to New York on Saturday, right? Probably after a walkthrough. They're gonna go up to New York, and all they're gonna hear for 24 hours is the Knicks are this close to the conference finals and are gonna pull off this miracle situation against their rival. Don't want to deal with any of this. They have to go in Friday night like this is it. This is their season. This is like the Chicago play-in game. Remember, they dogged it in the Atlanta play-in game until their backs were all the way against the wall against Chicago, and then they came out with the requisite effort. They were garbage against Atlanta. Garbage, right? This team needs to play as if they are behind in this series, okay? And I think, and I know you mentioned it, a couple of you guys have mentioned in the chat here, Spo needs to coach this game like they're behind in this series, okay? And that, to me, means elevate the minutes of your core guys. Bam's got to be in the 40s, not at 39. 42, 43. Jimmy's got to stay in that 43 range. I think Lowry needs to play more, honestly. Okay, I didn't like the decision. We talked about it to take him off with the five fouls last night because I think Spo fouled him out on his own, okay, by not playing him for that 2 or 3 minute stretch. They need to play with that kind of urgency to, on Friday night. To me, that's the single number one thing.
Could not agree more. Disposition is what we've talked about with this team. If they are who we think they are in terms of who they transformed into as the playoffs have progressed, it needs to start with them in their home. Like the whole thing about them first two games in New York, when you stole that first one, is you stole home court. Well, that means that you get the opportunity to eliminate them in Miami. If you squander this, it gets weird. Close them out. I think that they got it in them. Trust. That's where I'm at. Trust.
Alex, you feel good about it?
I do. And I don't even want to like actually say that out loud, but since you're asking, I do. I think yesterday I had felt pretty good about their chances closing out in five because we saw what happened in Milwaukee. And it's like, you know, this team is half as good as that Milwaukee team. And it's just kind of doing that sort of logic math, right? But the way that everybody got so high on it, where it's like we were, you know, not necessarily us, but kind of everybody looking forward to the conference finals, talking about a potential Heat Lakers bubble rematch, all that energy right there, you know, feeds into the stuff that we talk about that went wrong with the Heat this season, as far as, you know, the complacency and the inconsistency. You mentioned it. I mean, you said it perfectly. Like, they would rather be the underdogs and are much, much better as the underdogs than the front runners who feel a little bit too confident about themselves. And yeah, they should feel a certain amount of confidence. They've been here before. And I think that's kind of what separates them between them and the Knicks, other than, you know, having the best player in the series, the best coach in the series, all that stuff. But yeah, that's just kind of where they are. And like you mentioned, Spo needing to do something to catch Tibbs off guard, Leif, in the chat. And that's interesting to me. You know, we mentioned they could put Jimmy back on Brunson to switch up the game plan. I think a fun idea, going back to something I said before the series started, would be to match up Bam with Mitchell and put Love on Randall, you know, have him sag off and just kind of encourage those pull-up jumpers that Julius loves to take. And he's not very good at them.
Have to be something we haven't seen. It just has to be something maybe we don't expect to see all of a sudden. That's where I'm going with that. Cause we basically, these two teams have seen everything to this point. So it's about that thing that you're not expecting. And Alex,
more place for Bam. More plays for Bam would be unexpected.
That would be something nobody would expect.
That coming. We saw one Jimmy screen. We saw one Jimmy screen for Bam down low when Bam had the ball in the fourth quarter. And I like jumped up out of my seat. It's like, oh, my God. Bam got to the cup and kind of took the short pull-up mid-range. He sank it. I'm like, wow, all the possibilities. But, no, I think stuff like that would be cool. Just a couple little wrinkles to throw Tibbs off, like Leif said. Other than that, you know, make more threes and finish better at the rim are my big things.
So do a whole bunch of shit, basically. As we
play better and then do it again.
Play better.
Do it again. Check out our sponsors, Prize Picks. Use the code 5FIVE. Join us on Playback, of course, tomorrow. You can find that on the Twitter account, MiamiGamingParties.com, UbreakWheelFix.com. I think we're getting a closeout game that we're going to be watching here on Friday, but we'll see. Otherwise, Saturday is going to be a panicked episode. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.